And now dictation for Carol, K-A-R-E-L, Whitfield, W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D, October 1651, address as a letter to Mary Stanner, S-T-U-N-E-R. Dear Mary, follow up for Carol with chronic kidney disease, probably from hypertensive nephrosclerosis and small kidneys, last visit in February. She also has monoclonal gammopathy, follows through hematology at Lansing. There are plans for a PET scan to be done on the next few weeks. I did an extensive review system, no hospital admission, weight stable, eating well, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, no edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no headaches, no bruises, no fever. Remains on Topamax. That has caused renal tubular acidosis, but unfortunately not taken bicarbonate. She says she only takes it for reflux. The purpose was metabolic acidosis. On diabetes, Lentas and Ozempic. Cholesterol management. Present weight 166, blood pressure 90 over 60 on the right side. He's a very short stature, uses a cane. She has increased distance of the eye axis and some degree of microcephaly. No gross skin rash, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, tender masses, overweight of the abdomen, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is August, creatinine 1.15, which is one of her best, GFR 50 stage 3. Normal sodium potassium, low bicarbonate, high chloride, low albumin, normal phosphorus, normal low normal glucose, malanemia 12.6, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Appears stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. There is anemia but no EPO treatment. Metabolic acidosis encourages her to take bicarbonate at least once a day, optimal two or three times a day. Other chemistries are stable. She follows hematology for the IgG kappa monoclonal, question smoldering plasma cell disorder. Physical issues, primary amenorrhea, all suggestive potentially of Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R syndrome. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.